All right, coming up behind us on this beautiful Monday, Texans All Access, as I'm sure they will give you their thoughts on the news of the day. Joe Mixon is going to miss the first 4 weeks of the season, being placed on the non-football injured list. So I'm sure they will discuss that. You'll hear the latest from Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. Nobody understanding and closer to the Texan situation than those guys. Andre Ware, Indy Kalu, part of the broadcast team. Indy Kalu did a great job doing TV preseason with John Harris in the booth, as well as Andre Ware. Obviously, Andre does a great job with Vandermeer every. Can I hear a little Andre? You got a little Andre with Woody Marks? When Woody Marks scored his touchdown, Andre gives us one about four or five times a year. When he told them damn Titans to put them jerseys in the trunk, that was one. When he said every week with this guy.
That was Laramie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. You know, he's a table hitter. This is Woody Marks, who scored a touchdown against the Lions. Here's Andre Ware in a part of his call.
Second down and four at the Detroit 9. Mertz under center, Marks in the backfield. Berrios motioning around. Here's the give to Woody over left guard across the 5. He's in! Touchdown, Houston! Woody Marks, power running into the end zone. Good blocking on the left side, and the Texans are back in front of Detroit.
I'm just saying.
That's going to be a hot key.
I am just saying.
Correct, Mark.
Hey, man. I swear. The third one I thought for sure was Tyler replaying the second one. And anybody know, been around somebody like that at the end? I'm just saying. You know exactly what the hell he's saying.
I'm just saying.
That's going to be a hot key.
Lean into that thing. Go ahead, Trey. He's coming up as well on Texans All Access. Stay tuned for that. That is one that will pull me out of any mood that I'm in. You following up back to back him? I mean, good God. Because I could just see the look on his face while he just stand down there looking over his empire. He's staring down there. She had a little head shake with it. That good hair, Andre, got a little head shake with it.
And old producer Mark couldn't help. That's going to be a drop.
I bet Aaron was losing his mind, too. All right, that's coming up. After them, Area 45, they're back in action tonight as well, as they will have their thoughts on the Joe Mixon news and much, much more as they follow. Make them say. All right. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago coming up behind Mark and John, Texans All Access. So stay with it. All right. Again, as we've said throughout the day, there are several teams that have made moves, made cuts. I saw the Bears. They gone ahead and Ben Johnson didn't waste no time, man. He's ready to rock and roll. I saw him go ahead and unload 14 people today. like Ben Johnson used to work at Sprint or something. Boy, that was a weekly thing for them. But they've unloaded some players. Some other teams have made some cuts. The Texans are still, as we said before, still kind of working through some things, according to D'Amico Ryan's there. So they have not made any moves. But, Clint, I think the most difficult thing and decision that they're going to have to make, to me, and what I think they are really talking about, because this is going to cause them in some form or fashion to maybe keep a player that they may not fully trust, which would then make them probably have to get rid of a player somewhere on the roster that they maybe would love to keep, because the tackle and offensive line situation, and the tackle situation in particular, now that it looks like Ursary is going to be the left tackle and it looks like Titus Howard's going to be the right tackle, now that leaves Fisher, Cam Robinson, second round pick, and Blake Fisher, who you just drafted last year. You usually want to develop those guys. And Cam Robinson, the veteran tackle who you gave $12 million to, I think, in your thoughts, fill the left tackle void. And then distant Trent Brown, who you brought in, which I don't know if how much he actually factors into this part of it. But you usually don't have two backup tackles. Usually there's a swing tackle that could play. Usually don't have two backup tackles that you're keeping on the roster, and especially a guy who makes $12 million as one of them.
Look, your plan to fix the biggest issue with the Texans consisted of these two guys starting, and Ariante Ursary you drafted in the second round. Let's see where he fits in. Let's see if he can take a job. And the reality of it is both of the guys, Blake Fisher apparently has pissed down his leg and regressed significantly, and Cam Robinson's been injured. So now you've got those two guys as backups. Look, I can't help but think right now, given the Texans' tackle situation, that given the opportunity, and I don't know if the opportunity presents itself or not, but given the opportunity, even if you've got to pay some of Cam Robinson's contract, I got to believe there's teams out there that after training camp realize they need a starting tackle and an upgrade at a starting tackle. And the Texans probably need some level of guard play that they can absolutely trust and don't have to blow up their tackle situation if Ed Ingram can't play, right? I mean, I just...
Well, that's a good point. What if Titus and Ursary are really playing well, but you're having some issues, or there's an injury, you're having some issues with the inside? Right now, you would think the move would probably be Titus over Juicer or Patterson.
Yeah, I mean, or you can play the whole Juice, you know, Patterson at guard. He's really a center, and he's light in the ass, or you know what? Which he, by the way, he's bigger than I thought he was when I saw him at camp this week. Maybe he's been working. Jared Patterson. But you know, Juice. We've seen that song and dance before. And look, maybe they are comfortable with it. I'm just painting the picture of you've got four, if you count Trent Brown, five tackles. And the problem area is if a problem arises inside, you have to shuffle your offensive line deck by moving Titus Howard in, moving Ariante Ursary from left to right, and putting Cam Robinson in at left. Like that is a lot of moving and shaking because you couldn't find decent guard play, which was a problem when the season ended last year, right? So all I'm saying is over the next 24 hours, if there is an opportunity that presents itself for the Texans to eat a little bit of the Cam Robinson deal, you move Cam for a guard, for an interior offensive lineman. I don't know why you don't make that move.
Yeah.
I don't know why you don't make that move, right? I mean, unless Juice Scruggs has impressed you to the point of where you have zero concerns, unless Ed Ingram has come in and you're sitting there and your conversation around Ed Ingram is like, what in the hell was Minnesota thinking? Ed Ingram is this guy's going to save our interior offensive line. Like, unless those conversations are being had, I got to believe that they're considering moving Cam Robinson.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would think. $12 million as a backup? I got it. You don't see those. Like a... And it's a backup position in which they don't get on the field.
Right.
Right. Like it's a tackle situation. Text line coming through. With Fisher and an unproven Ursary at tackle, Nick needs the insurance that Cam Robinson offers, from the text line. Also, they think they keep two backup tackles knowing Titus can go to guard.
The Titus thing is interesting. I don't like it in theory. I mean, I know it can happen, but I just don't like it. But we'll see. I mean,
I just don't like it from a standpoint of. So let's say if it's between Cam and Blake Fisher, who do you think? Yeah.
Well, I mean, from the only one that can play that I think right now that I would trust to play is Cam.
So it's Cam. That perspective, it's Cam that can play.
I'll be honest with you, though. I would not be opposed to Now, I would need to know whether that second preseason game where he improved, you know, I need to know what this last week has looked like for Blake Fisher. Yeah. But I would not have a problem going into a season with Blake Fisher as a swing tackle. Hell, you did it last year.
Yeah. I just that's my thing is with the tightest to guard situation, you know, if for some reason an injury or something occurs or just poor play like last year, boy, man, just maybe it's not a big deal, but just uprooting three different positions, right, to get to you would unless you really believe Juice can hold it down or something like that. But then if you say, all right, the best that we could do is kicking Titus inside, moving Ursary, especially if he's playing well, moving Ursary back to the right side and Cam in the left tackle spot, you know, three different positions. And that would especially be tough if Ariante Ursary is holding down the left side and there's a difference there.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I think it's just something to watch. Look, I don't
That's think the biggest decision I think they have.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I do if the opportunity presents itself, I got to believe that is on the table, especially one that allows you to reinforce your interior offensive line. I got to believe it's on the table.
Then I'd have lost a whole lot of money if you'd have told me, hey, Ed Ingram's going to start at a guard, Andrews is going to start at center, and Cam and Blake are looking at backup spots. Second round pick, and a guy who makes 12, man, I would have lost a lot of money.
They're all fixable.
A lot of money. That scenario, but right now, that's the scenario we're staring right down the pipes at. All right, again, Texans All Access coming up behind us, Area 45, live and local from 7 to 11 p.m., the best late-night sports show in all of Houston. Area 45 follows up. Texans All Access, Clint, great job as always. Tyler, welcome back. Hopefully we go 3 for 3 on best bets, and if we don't, I will take the wheel. But great job today as well, Tyler. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
Main attractions, man.
We're the Baytown Rangers, bro.
Yeah, where were the Baytown Rangers?
Y'all had some
Rangers, baby.
We put out golfers.
I'm going to tell you.
I still do it.
I'm just saying.
That's going to be a hot key.
I am just saying.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.